Today, you've joined hundreds of established and emerging writers who are discovering ways to reach their writing goals and have fun by being more curious, creative, and productive. You're listening to Ann Croker, Writing Coach. This is episode number 29, The Energizing Work of a Playful Writer. One of my daughters has always been a playful, creative inventor, looking for ways to add tangible fun to her days. Once she dragged a plastic bottle and a paper towel tube from the recycling bin, grabbed a handful of rubber bands, and duct taped everything together to try to make a ukulele. It didn't play, but she had a lot of fun trying. She tried to fly once with cardboard wings, and after watching YouTube tutorials on how to crochet, she went into her bedroom with some yarn and came back with an octopus and a functional hat that I wear to this day. She applies this playful mindset to her studies and to her work. She used to work at a dog kennel, and the dogs themselves would bring delight, yapping and bounding playfully. But she also introduced her own fun, like setting a time limit and trying to beat her time while washing down dog bowls or hosing down crates. I think she's discovering already in her youth what research is indicating for us all, that play is not just for kids, and that work does not preclude play. In fact, work benefits from play. It energizes our work. So today we're talking about the energizing work of a playful writer. I encourage you to experiment to discover what does play mean to you and then incorporate it into your life to reap the benefits for yourself as a person, which will bleed into your work as a writer. In a 2009 TED Talk, Dr. Stuart Brown claims that play is more than fun. It's vital for adults. He says, "Nothing lights up the brain like play. Three-dimensional play fires up the cerebellum, puts a lot of impulses on the frontal lobe, the executive portion, and helps contextual memory be developed." Jessica Walsh writes in a Good Magazine article that play is vital for brain growth and talks about several conditions that really benefit play. One is having confidence to fail. Another is having plenty of time, so you have time to work through problems. And then another one is having persistence. Persistence is key to play. And then finally, you need space away from your responsibilities to let yourself experiment and take more risks. So if you've been all work and no play for months on end, working hard at your writing, I'm going to prescribe to you a little play this week. Experiment with what fits you and discover the best way to fit it into your days. Are you the type to repurpose juice bottles into musical instruments or to draw some smiley faces on a milk carton? Today's as good a day as any, so pull out your Sharpies. Pull out some duct tape. Give it a try. Pull out a puzzle to work on or challenge someone to a game of Bananagrams. Crank up some disco music and spin a hula hoop. Or you can play in the world of words. This is another way for a writer to play. You could write some flash fiction, pen a poem from a prompt, or write a goofy letter to a friend in the voice of a long-lost aunt. Dr. Stuart Brown from that TED Talk encourages individuals to explore backwards as far as you can go to find the most clear, joyful, playful image that you have. He says it could be with a toy or a birthday or a vacation. See if you can find that memory and begin to build from it. We can incorporate it into our lives today because it has that core joy in it. So find your play and let it work in you to remind you how to be childlike. Let it light up your brain. Let it feed your creativity. Research says you'll come back with more energy and more ideas than ever. If you find yourself either finding that memory or doing something playful this week, would you let me know? I would love to celebrate the play in your life that brought a little energy and creativity into your work. So this podcast lives on my website at annecroker.com. You would find it by searching number 29. I would love to hear about it if you can drop a little link in the comments and send me off to find out what you've done and to enjoy seeing how your writing life has come to life. Everywhere we may meet, on Facebook, Twitter, here on this podcast, even someday maybe in person, I'm always looking for ideas to share with you that will help you achieve your writing goals and have fun by being more curious, creative, and productive. Thank you for listening.